Stays that way.
Alex Anderson runs Eagle Point Ag and farms in the Stephen, Minnesota area. Anderson provided an assessment of the crop during the Red River Farm Network crop tour.
Things look good so far. Kind of a late start this year with the flood and the rains, but since then, rain's been spotty. So some areas look very nice, some a little bit of water damage from early, and then kind of early August, a few spots were actually a little bit too dry. But a couple of really nice rains in the last couple of weeks, very good for the row crop. The soybeans, corn, sunflowers, beets have all been really, really growing. So because of the late start, obviously the frost date is kind of the big concern right now.
Anderson had one word to describe farmer attitudes.
Anxious. Kind of starting last fall with the high input prices, and then just with the supply issues with everything right now. Tough to get stuff, chemical shortages here or there. But with the high input prices and then the volatility in the markets recently, and with a crop that's so far looking like it's got a lot of potential, a lot of guys just getting anxious. I mean, we're only a couple days away from September 1st, and the wheat harvest has kind of just got started. So we're almost a month behind where we'd like to be at this point.
The Red River Farm Network is evaluating the condition of the crop as we go into the fall season with our annual crop tour. We're going to be walking fields in parts of eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota again today with Pioneer Field agronomist Kevin Sinner leading the way. The Red River Farm Network crop tour updates can be found at rrfn.com and on YouTube, Facebook, and our Twitter social media channels.
USDA.